Yeah, I came here to do teacher training, and that's what I'm doing now, continuing.
Why is that your passion?
I'm a teacher, and this is a great need in the country. They need teachers. They need well-trained primary school teachers, because education is the key for whatever's going to happen in the future. Yeah.
What kind of reaction do you get, you know, when people say, why South Sudan? What's the reason, the motivation?
Well, I just happened to be in Rome when this project was beginning, and I said to my congregation, I think we need to go there. We need to be part of this. And so they said, well, off you go. You know, so here I am. But I do think it is important, and I just feel that the ability to work with these young people is a privilege, and it is a fantastic thing, you know, to be able to work with them and see them develop and know that they're going to do something really good within the country.
Yeah. So how many do you train here a year?
We have about 110 to 120 at a time, so we're graduating about 25 every 3 or 4 months, or 4 months it would be, yeah. And we've compressed the program a bit so that we can continue going. We have a new group comes in every 4 months, and one goes out. So we're just going because we're able to. And that's because of our donors, actually. One of our biggest donors is Caritas Austria, Mission Cara from Ireland, Spanish government. So we're very, very lucky that we have good fundraisers within our organisation, and we have these donors who are supporting us, and so we are able to keep going. Yeah.
And so 10 years down, you've managed to train, what, a couple of thousand at least?
No, not that many. About 200 okay. Who have actually completed the program and they've gone off to teach. Yeah. We have many come in, but not everybody succeeds. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? It must be challenging, I mean, given the conflict and the risks of life just living here.
Yeah, it is a challenge, but I think we're lucky we've got good facilities here. The students can come and stay, they're safe. They're safe in this compound, and so we're able to just keep on doing our program, and then when they're finished, they go home. And, you know, we hope for the best that they will keep on going in education anyway.
Yeah. It's a challenge for them here, though, too, isn't it? Because a lot of the teachers here aren't even being paid either. So.
That's right. So for them, it's like a vocation. It's not a job. It's a vocation. They believe in what they're doing. They want to help their people. And they often talk about, you know, like giving something to the younger generation. And I think that is a really good way to approach education, you know, that sort of thing.
Speaking to some of the kids here, I mean, young people, they seem very passionate about the future of the country despite what they're going through. There's still that hope and optimism. Do you feel that too?
Yes, definitely. And especially in a place like this, because we've got educated young ones here, and they do see that things are possible, you know, and they know that they have to work at it. And they are doing that, I think. Yeah.
Challenges. How does it feel for you and for the students, you think, living in this insecure environment where one day to the next you never know what's going to happen?
Well, I think we're very lucky that we are safe in here, and in a way we sort of close ourselves off. You know, you mightn't know what's going on outside, but we're able to keep operating within this compound, and we have good support. And that makes all the difference. And I think the fact that the government is helping in that we are secure here, that is a big thing for us. And we know that we have the government support. So we can just keep going.
Yeah. There must be some young people who come to you here who've had quite traumatic experiences.
Everyone has got a story. And, you know, for some they can sort of deal with it, and others, it's difficult. And we do have periods where we do trauma healing workshops and things like that to help them, and also for them to be able to help the young ones that they'll end up teaching too, because the children of today, they are traumatised as well. So, you know, we try and give them skills so that they can build on that and work with the youth. Yeah.
And I see that you've got a number of teacher trainers here from around the world. So
yes.
It's a very multicultural
environment. Yes, it is. It is, yeah. It is, and that's a benefit, I think. They are exposed to all sorts of things, you know, like especially ideas from other places. And, you know, because they are aware of what's going on outside, it's good, because then they can talk about things we can share together. So it's a really good environment to be in.
What's your message to New Zealanders or to other people out there who might be considering either coming to South Sudan to give their time or to give their money? Is there a real need here that we can make a difference?
There is a real need, and yes, people can make a difference. And I think that, like for me, coming here, it's a great place to work, because you can do something. You can actually do something. And, I mean, I'm not fearful about the situation. You know, we get on with living. But the people of South Sudan need to know that people outside are thinking of them and not forgetting, because I think it's a very sort of quiet war in a way. There's not big dramatic bombings and stuff, but people are living with war every day, and I don't know that the people outside really realise that. Yeah, there is insecurity, and it is a big factor here. So, but I mean, we've been safe, so we just carry on. Yeah.
How do you feel about the peace process at the moment? Do you feel optimistic?
Yes.
Good on you.
What else can I say?